It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, sitting in with Ross and Bob. And this segment of the Keystone Kickoff Show is brought to you by GoPSURV. It's time to start thinking blue-white game, and GoPSURV.com has you ready with the best deals ever. Starting at just $500 for your own luxurious RV for the weekend. Arrive Friday, stay the whole weekend, have their bus drop you off, pick you up at the game. It's the ultimate tailgate experience. Go to GoPSURV.com. SURV.com or call Mark at 800-519-8467 for all the details. Trust me, it is a great time there. All right, it's time for Ross's Class of 2020 evaluation and time to answer the question on everyone's mind. Ross, did anyone this week get an 8.1?
No, and it might be in my head a little bit. But there was no way one of these dudes was getting an 8.1 after last week. I will say this, by the way, about GoPSURV.com. I'm so jealous of all those people that are going to do that for the blue-white game. So jealous. I love my daughters, and I like softball opening day. But you don't tailgate at softball opening day like you tailgate at the Penn State blue-white game.
Especially if you have one of those nice spring days. But I think 1 year we were both there a couple of years ago. I don't think we didn't go into the game. I know I didn't. I wasn't sure if that year you stayed. The tailgating was so much fun.
I can't remember. I never need to go into the game at Blue White, but some people need to go in there to take their pictures to post on social media, which is so sad to me. Like, you know, I was there one time with some friends. And they wanted to take their kids in because they wanted to post, hey, look, we're doing something fun. Like, I could go on a whole tangent here. But my point would be this. If you are doing something strictly to indicate to other people how much fun you're having, you're not really having that much fun.
Right.
You're a loser. I'm calling my friends losers right now. But if you
want to do something that's indicative of how the weekend went, a picture out tailgating with a Labatt Blue is more appropriate.
You don't need to go into the stadium to be like, hey, look, we went to the blue-white game. There's players behind us and everything. We just walked all the way up here from the tailgate, all the way up the steps. Both kids are crying. Yeah. I'm not kidding you. They each stayed for less than 15 minutes. They trekked their kids that far to get the picture. And then the kids started crying. They were hot. Yeah, we're going to leave. We could have just been at the tailgate, more daddy sodas this whole time.
And more barbecue.
Yes.
All right. Let's get to what we're supposed to be doing. First player up, Ross, is Parker Washington from Texas. 5'10", 201. He is a 4-star wide receiver. What do you got?
Wow. I'm used to like a much bigger introduction than that, Jim.
Even when he's not here, he gets it. He gets it a little bit.
People aren't listening to hear me talk.
All right. So here's the deal. I evaluated Parker Washington's junior video. I could not find his senior video. So this is based on his junior video. He's got a different body type than most of the receivers they got and most of the receivers they typically get, right? The guys we talked about last week, Lambert and Dotton, even Miga and Black. Washington's shorter, more compact, powerful build.
Like a running back almost.
Yes. Yeah, 5'10", 201 is like a running back. He's dynamic.
That sounds like Noah Kane numbers.
Yeah, almost. Noah's a little bit thicker than that, but dynamic with the ball in his hands. I mean, whether they put him at quarterback, like a wildcat quarterback, he is dynamic when he has the football in his hands. You know, lots of slants, lots of underneath stuff that he takes to the house. Good route runner, excellent body control on contested catches. When I gave him a 7.9. When I looked at him, I thought about the role I envisioned for Ricky Slade. You know what I mean? Like a running back type that you play in the slot. They get the jet sweeps. They get the wide receiver screens. They get the quick slants that they hopefully take for a while. That's who I think Parker Washington is. That's what I thought Ricky Slade's role could be, and that perhaps Penn State could try to convince him to do that. I don't know that Penn State's all that upset about Ricky Slade transferring. I mean, if you think about it, he would have been, in our opinion, their fourth best running back. And so then you move him to wide receiver, where he's really a project at that. You know, on some level, Penn State might be totally fine. Now, he was a five-star, and he's got some juice. So maybe Penn State would have liked to have done the experiment. I think they probably would have liked to have done it at least in the spring. And if you're Ricky Slade, why don't you do it at least in the spring? I don't see the negative. You're going to wait till you graduate so you can be a grad transfer anyway. I don't know why you wouldn't at least have seen how the spring went with the new offensive coordinator.
And worst case, you're still working out with a team, right?
Right. I mean, the flip side of that would be, what if he got hurt and blah, blah, blah. And plus, he wants to be able to take visits and make sure people know as soon as possible that he's available. So I can see the other side. But Parker Washington is everything we talked about the last few weeks about if Ricky Slade was moved to receiver and sort of a KJ Hamler light or some of the same plays they ran with KJ. That's what I envision with Parker Washington. Now, he is not KJ Hamler. Nobody is, but he's also like 30 pounds heavier than him. He actually reminds me of like Golden Tate.
Yeah.
A Golden Tate type of player.
Could he play as a true freshman?
I think so. I think he could because of the role that they would give him.
Gotcha.
I think so.
All right. You are listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show. Don't forget about the blue-white game coming up. And yes, we are offering the free KSN RV for the blue-white game. We are holding that raffle like we did last year. It was so successful. And all you have to do is download the free Keystone Sports app to your phone, and you will see the RV button there. Hit the button, give us some of your information, and you will be entered in the raffle. We'll pick a winner at the end of March. Okay. Next up, Ross. Malik Mega from Canada. 6'4", 195, sounds already like a very different body type. Three-star wide receiver also.
Is it Mega? I had no idea.
I don't know. How do you pronounce it? Mega?
I said Mega. I don't know. I think Mega sounds like Mega, like Mega Man.
Sounds like he's French-Canadian.
Mega. Malik. Mega, yeah. Sounds like he's like Mega. Let's go with Mega.
Megatron.
I think that's his Twitter handle, is Megatron.
All right, let's go with that. We've made that decision, Malik.
So he's got very explosive burst. So what jumps out is he's 6'4", and he's got explosive burst. Now, I will couch that by saying his explosive burst is against a bunch of guys that look like they're hockey players trying to play football. Johnny hockey player out there. I mean, it's worse than Johnny Hedge Fund. I mean, it is bad.
Big fish, small pond.
Oh, my gosh. It is bad. You know, Canadian high school football, whatever. So he is a little raw as a route runner, but I would say shows promise and some natural instincts there. In other words, like, he's raw, but you can tell he kind of has a feel for it, like on the out and up or stop and go. Like, you can tell he kind of has a feel for it. He's a willing blocker. He actually, thank you, Malik, showed a couple plays where he was willing to block. I would say he's decent on contested catches. He is going to redshirt. Mm-hmm. I would be very surprised if he doesn't redshirt. He's a guy that they took because he's 6'4 and has a nice burst. That's why they took him.
That's it. Okay.
7.5, by the way.
Okay.
Maybe should have been even lower than that, but 7.5. 6'4 with a nice burst. We're talking about this. This class is made up of a bunch of guys with traits, and it's like by year three, those traits will have come to fruition, and they'll be playing or they'll be in the transfer portal. Like that's the way the sport is now.
So like we were talking earlier in the show about Journey Brown, who came in as a really fast guy from a small school, not much competition.
Great,
and all of a sudden,
point.
Here he is. All right. We have one more.
And he's much better than a 5-star in Ricky Slade.
Right. Right.
Exactly.
But his speed, you couldn't coach that. You couldn't make someone do a 4.29 40. All right. Last one, Norval Black from Lackawanna Community College in Scranton. That's now Penn State's AAA franchise, right?
Yeah.
He comes in at 6'1.5", 167.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, that's light, but again, yet to see a guy where the issue why he wasn't a good player was that he weighed too little.
Yeah.
They'll make him whatever weight they wanted to make him, but Marquise Hollywood Brown from Oklahoma got drafted in the first round last year at 160. There'll be guys this year drafted at 1. It's changed. The game has really changed. People aren't as concerned about that. You know, DeSean Jackson weighs $170. You know, I don't think that's as important. And I do think at 6'1.5", he'll get heavier. Very smooth and savvy route runner is Norval Black. I loved some of his double move, the chop chop and then go. Really smooth, savvy. He is a true deep threat who consistently got behind the defense versus a very high level of competition. Consistently got behind the defense. He high points the ball extremely well in traffic or on the sideline. I really like him a lot. Now, he's a college sophomore, right? So it's really hard. I gave him a 7.8. If he were a high school player, he'd be like an 8.5. But he's not. He's a college sophomore. Like, we're comparing him to, like, the kid from Nazareth,
Jahan Dotson.
Like, they're the same age. They're the same year. Jahan Dotson was making plays in the Big Ten last year, right? So it's hard to. I will just say this. He's got a real chance to play for them this year. And this is part of the reason why you take a JUCO is because he's played. I mean, they played in the national championship game. They're undefeated. They played in the JUCO national championship game against one of those Mississippi JCs that, like, Cam Newton went to. Norval Black has a chance to be one of their guys this year, and we'll see how quickly he gets caught up. But he's got very impressive tape, and it was less than 2 minutes. I love Norval. Norval, you showed me everything I needed to know in less than 2 minutes, bro. I am Team Norval.
Let that be a lesson to everyone else making the take. 2 minutes. That's it for our attention span. All right, stick around. We are going to do Ask Ross next.
This is Ross Tucker from the Keystone Sports Network reminding you that the Blue-White game is coming soon and GoPSURV.com has you covered with their best deals ever. Spend the weekend in a luxury RV, enjoy 409 Tailgate Club barbecue, and a free bus ride to the stadium. I had the chance to enjoy the ultimate tailgating experience, and now you can too. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark 1-800-519-8467 for all the details.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.